quote that says strangers are going to support you more than your friends do.
Yeah.
1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
Strangers will support you way definitely, more than your friends do. And it's hard to navigate through an industry where you don't really know who you can confide in and who your friends are.
Mm-hmm. Confide in nobody.
Literally confide in nobody.
Yeah.
And again, being a young girl and wanting to be this socialite so bad and wanting to establish a brand and a name for myself, I was just like, you guys want to hang out? Let's hang out. Like, you guys want to hang out? Let's hang out. And then yeah. I got close to people and girls that didn't deserve to
your energy, it, your
exactly
time.
And not to say like I'm this big shot, but to myself, like, I have to preserve my energy and I have to preserve who I give myself to.
Yes.
And I think that's just for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I think that was the biggest struggle.
And we are back.
We're back.
Welcome to Never Too Shy.
It's bittersweet today, right?
Bittersweet, yes. We have very exciting news. Paulina had her baby.
Yes.
Healthy baby, 8-pound baby.
Yeah, as you guys can see, Paulina's not here.
She's not here, so this is why it's bittersweet.
Because
we have an amazing guest today. We're very excited to bring this badass on this podcast. We're going to let her introduce herself. But first, I am Tati.
And I'm Nestor. I was going to say, and I'm the bra bro.
And I am the bra bro. You are all the things. Yeah. You are he, she, them, they, all of it.
Not she, but yes.
I'm just kidding. And then this is Joy. Joy, you could introduce
welcome,
who you
Joy.
Are. Yeah, thank we're you, so excited. You. I already want to get into it. I'm like, who are you, Joy? Tell us your story. Because we were already talking before camera. And I'm like, wait, let's shut up. Like,
but very
let's
quick,
leave
just
it.
Introduce yourself and then we'll get into that.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Introduce yourself. What do you do? Who are you?
Yeah,
all the
for
things.
Sure. My name is Joy. I own and operate 2 bars, 1 in Wicker Park, 1 in Lincoln Park. Our location in Wicker Park is District Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. And our location in Lincoln Park is Poor Decision, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Different vibes. Lincoln Poor is more upscale. District's more like have chill. Fun, less rage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. For sure. She brought us some wings. I don't want to cut her off. But let me tell you something about the District wings. If you don't know, you need to go find out. You need to go to District. I'll tell her to talk more about it in a minute. But let me tell you, I'm so excited because she brought us wings. That's
try
all I wanted to
the
say.
Wings. Our wings are, we're known for our fall off the bone. Our process, 4-hour process.
So you would you say that people go for the vice, but they stay for the wings? Or the other way around?
Backwards. I say people come for the wings and stay for the vibes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the shots play a good part here.
Hey. So besides, like, having your 2 businesses, what else do you do? Because I feel like you're a go-getter. You're always doing something.
I try to do a lot. And I can say sometimes I'm over-ambitious. Mm. Only because my attention span is, like, that big.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'll try, I'll dibble dabble and like, you know, like little cricket and arts and crafts stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired of this. Let me move on to something else.
Yeah.
But for my day to day, usually all I do is work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you managing the bars and stuff like that.
Managing the bars, managing personalities.
Nice. Oh, we're definitely going to get into that. But before that, we're going to do the affirmations first.
Yeah.
So.
Do you want to go first?
I can, but I think you guys should go first. Ladies first.
Okay, go, Joy. Yes, let's go.
So my affirmation is more of a word. It's confidence. Ooh. And I see this.
Say that one more time.
Confidence.
Okay.
I see this on my day to day, especially, you know, being in the industry and having to network and be, I don't want to say a socialite, but, you know, having to go out there and tell who you are and show who you are without doing too much.
Mm.
I think confidence plays a lot in just being out and being in public and doing your job and in meetings and, you know, in front of a lawyer, an accountant and a large mass of people, you have to show that you know what you're doing and people have to see it in you.
Yeah. Like I get what you're saying, which is kind of going to play in what I'm going to say right now, but you go first.
Okay. I love that, by the way. Mine is love is a verb. Because I feel like,
love is a verb.
Yeah, love is all about like action. Love is not just a word. How do you show it? How do you make me feel? So for me, it's like I feel love throughout my day. I feel love by my coworkers, my friends, my family, you guys. And so I think it's just thinking about the power of love and the action behind that word.
Mm.
So that's mine.
Love is a verb. I love that. So mine... my affirmation is When all else fails, don't lose faith in yourself.
Love that.
And that was inspired by a couple of things happening this week.
Talk about it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You look a little frazzled.
Yeah, I get flustered. You know what? I get disappointed in people. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, as you can see, I'm not always put together, and that's just on brand with me. It's crazy because I'm in like the hair industry and like the beauty industry, but I'm not always put together. And so I feel like people take that lightly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They take me for granted. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation this weekend with people that are really close to me, and I was confident in what I said, you know, not disregarding the fact that I could be wrong, but the people that were bringing about a discussion with me, which this is not what I went to that place for, right. They kind of were like speaking as if what they were saying were facts, even though they're not doctors. Mm-hmm. And what I was saying was like, I'm just crazy. And then they partnered up with somebody else, who then they said, we're both saying the same thing, so you must be wrong. But then again, you're not doctors, mm-hmm, both right. of you guys. So, you know, you could very well be wrong. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that was like the first instant where this was tried. You know, like when all else fails, don't lose faith in yourself. Because in moments like that, you can lose faith in what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like second guessing yourself.
And I feel like that's something that, throughout my whole life as a kid and as a teenager, I've always felt challenged. And then like now as an adult, where like I feel confident and I feel like I'm in such a good place. And I feel like it's sad when people like try to challenge you and they look at you like you're stupid. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not fucking stupid. Right. You know what I'm saying? I said this before, like if you actually think I'm stupid, then you're stupid. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. because just because I'm nice and just because I, you know, allow you to speak into my life and allow you to have a conversation with me doesn't mean that you get to fucking question me like that. Right. And then today it happened again. Today it happened again twice. And the second time I was actually sourcing so a little bit more about me is that I started reselling. You don't know, you might not know this, but you know, a lot of people know that I started reselling. My brother has a store or whatever. And I had picked out an item, right? And I picked out this item and the ladies are like, we have to censor them because they're not censored, and we have to censor them because they're a little bit more, they cost a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So then she takes it to the back. She's like, I'll bring it back. She never brings it back. I send in a girl to go get the jacket. Mm-hmm. And she's all like, oh, she brings out another jacket. I'm like, oh no, that wasn't the jacket. Then she sends out, then I tell this other lady she knows me because I'm always there buying, sourcing for the store. And I send her in and she's like, oh, she said she had to throw away the jacket because it had mildew, because this is vintage mm-hmm. items or whatever. And I'm like, hell no. I'm like,
and show me that jacket.
I started telling her in Spanish. No, not in Spanish. I said it in English. I'm like, no, it's impossible. Like I started like that. I'm like, that's a almost brand new jacket. It's vintage, but it's almost brand new. It's in a good condition. Like I seen that jacket. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, mijo, I'm sorry, but she said it had mildew, so she had to throw it away. Whatever. I'm like, okay.
Where was the communication?
It's crazy. Right. So listen, yeah. Everything comes out to the light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always.
So then I'm shopping around because I'm just sourcing, right? It takes another 30 minutes. She comes as I'm ready to check out this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No, you're good.
This employee of theirs is like, they're about to leave and they have the jacket. So the employee has the jacket that I was going to get.
Drama.
And these two people made me think like I was crazy. Like, right. Oh no, like, you know, like he's just, you know. And she's about to check out right next to me. I'm like, what did I tell you? I'm like, that jacket was back there. That's that jacket, you know. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's not that serious, but that's what it is, you know. And as you're I'm checking out and the other girl's checking out, she's like, the girl who lied to me, the original one that lied to me, is one of the managers, not the main manager. Oh, and wow. I haven't called yet, but she...
We're calling for you, girl.
But but she's like, oh, this is not the same jacket. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. It's the same jacket, but it's okay because it is what it is. But my main thing from all this is like, don't lose faith in yourself because...
You know what you're saying.
A lot of times people may make you believe like you're crazy, mm-hmm. or may question you because of... I may not come across as the most confident. I might be a little bit on the nicer side. I might be a little bit more considerate of other people. If I do something for the good of everybody else, I'm not going to parade it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not throwing it in people's faces, but it's like all that comes back to you. You know what I'm saying? The same energy you're giving me is going to come back to you, you know? But just know that I'm not stupid and like I know what it is. Right. I'm not gonna lose faith in myself, but over and over again in these situations, I feel like I was kind of like almost, it kind of like saddened me because it's like people are not confident in you, but it's okay. It's like a reality check into adulthood that people are the way they are. Mm-hmm. And so don't lose faith in you because that's all you got at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the day, there's people that, as much as your family loves you, as much as your friends love you, as much as anybody may love you, you can't lose faith in yourself because people will lose faith in you. You know what I mean? And so,
I'm sorry that happened. Man, we coming for you, whoever you are.
But it wasn't just
that. We're taking that jacket back.
We're getting a better jacket.
Like with them,
from a different store.
And they were just looking out for themselves probably, right? That was that situation. But there's other situations that people that are supposed to love me. And it's like... Yeah. You're trying to instill or you're trying to promote within me, like, I don't know if that's the right word, but...
Like gaslighting almost?
Yeah, it's gaslighting, but almost like you have no fucking integrity in what the way you're coming about.
And again, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe that jacket wouldn't have done well. Yeah. So it was better to...
It would have done well. No, it would have done well, but it's a lesson learned for myself. I think it's like we said before. Things don't happen to you, but they happen for you.
Exactly, you for sure. Yeah.
Because I know it would have done well. Because as soon as I went to the store, back to our store, a jacket that was just like that, sold.
Oh, dang.
So I was like, it's okay, and I feel like it's a way of purifying yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
you know your stuff.
You know, like, what you were you talking know what about. You're saying. You know, and it's like, but just make sure that, because it did. I'm not going to lie to you guys. All that bad energy was like on me, and I'm like, oh my God.
I felt it when you came in. You were not you.
You walked
like
in.
Like when he walked in, he was like.
And then just situations kept happening. And so it's like, I'm like, okay, like, guy, you're really trying to like put me through the fire so that I can come out like gold, you know?
And you will.
Yes, you will. Yeah, and you will.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that kind of makes me want to lead into what you said, Joy, when you talked about your affirmation and the word like confidence, and then you're like dealing with different personalities. So like as a business owner, right, you said you have to talk to lawyers, accountants, customers, your employees, your partner, which happens to be your literal partner, your fiance. So how do you navigate that? Let's start with that.
I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's hard because you have to, all your faces have to be different. When you talk to somebody a more professional career, you have to, you know, sound like you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. When you talk to an employee, it's more of a, I can't be your friend, babe. Like, I'm your boss. Mm-hmm. And you have to get mad at me. I'm going to, it's a grain of salt, babe. Like, I'm not going to take offense to a employee being upset at me when I know what I'm doing and I know how I want my business ran. Mm-hmm. So if...
Yeah.
You felt that, Marco?
I did.
It's almost like if I tell you, hey, I want you scheduled on this day because at that point I don't need to explain myself to you. But if you rebuttal back to me and say, well, I don't want to work that day. Okay, babe, well, you don't want to work at all.
You don't want to work.
Yeah.
Period.
So let's not confuse the fact that yes, you are my friend, but I am your boss first. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to differentiate, I guess, being confident and knowing when to kind of like tone it down a little bit, because I feel like sometimes confident aligns with more of aggressive side, and you have to be stern, especially with, and again, I'm 29. I have employees that work for me that are in their 50s. I have employees that work for me that are 21. And I have to learn how to balance how I talk to a grown man versus how I talk to a 21-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, older people are, they deserve respect and they demand respect, as for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten into it with my 50-year-old employee. I've gotten into it with my 21-year-old employee. And it's hard to kind of differentiate what tone you want to perceive to different people. Oof. And it gets confusing because I'm not confrontational. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not like
to
snap. No, oh no. I'm more of a conversation, but I'm very serious. Sit mm-hmm. you down. I don't like the way you did this. Why did you do it? And depending on their reaction and their tone with me, then that's how I know how to proceed. Like, I'm not a bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't be all the time.
But you know how you want to run a business, and you'll be damned exactly. if somebody doesn't bring to the table what you want. And I'm at a
point where it's like, if you think you can do better, then do better. Mm-hmm. This, obviously, this isn't for you. Mm-hmm. And me and my fiance, we're very lax. Like, we demand a certain type of performance. But you want to take a shot with us after a busy shift? Let's do it. You want to take a shot with us when you just got into it with a customer? Let's do it, because your performance matters. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to make sure that you're in a good headspace to where you're not getting into it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. How do you create like a good environment where after you have those conversations with people, how do you keep that environment good? You know what I mean?
For sure. And it's
how do you do it?
It's awkward in the beginning, like after I just mm-hmm. chewed this girl's ass off and I'm like, okay, so these are the things I do like about you. Like, you do work hard. You are a hustler. You do come on time. You stay off your phone. You upsell. You bring clientele out. But you also have a snobby attitude. And you're a crybaby.
I just love the tone of her voice as she said it, as she says it. I think that's my favorite part about this. Like, you're not like, you're just real soft-spoken. I love that about you.
And I'm like that. I feel like the past 5.5 years of District being open, I probably snapped at maybe like 4 or 5 employees, like actually snapped at them.
Mm-hmm. Were they, any of them like super personal to you?
Oh, me and Freddie get into it every day. That's
Aww, shout out to Freddie.
Yeah, my baby, Freddie. I love you so much. You're such a good worker. But listen, please.
Yeah.
And it's hard. But again, he is a great worker. And mm-hmm. I have to, the way I talk to him isn't aggressive, because he's just like me. We're both Leos. Mm-hmm. So, bitch, don't yell at me. Mm-hmm. Like, you have something to say it, but say it in a respectful way, in a way that I'm going to
receive it
well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I find it very challenging to work with like family, or even like we're talking about like you and your partner. You know, you guys has that came across like, because you guys are running a business together. Have you guys ever feuded in front of everybody?
Or like, do you do good cop, bad cop?
So to touch on both, yes, we do good cop, bad cop. And I feel like it depends on each situation. Mm. It depends on who it is. Because I can yell at this person and then Frank will come in and be like, okay, well, these are your pros. Or, you know, vice versa. Frank will yell and I'm like, okay, let's shrug it off. Mm. You knew this was coming. Let's work. And do we feud? Again, it's not always sunshine and rainbows.
I'm saying in front of the because me and my brother have done it a lot, and I think it's not good, obviously. But
no, I don't. I don't yell. I don't fight.
You guys have never argued in front of the employees?
No.
Wow, that's good.
There was this one instance where he was, you know, not happy at a decision my husband and I made, and it was showing, and he decided to, you know, like snap at certain employees that were there at the moment. And I just said, what are you doing? He's like, well, you want everybody out. And he's like, you know, hollering. I'm like, well, you can just take a deep breath and you can leave for the night. And mm-hmm. I'll do the closing procedures. It's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he calls me the next day. He apologized. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize how aggressive I was being. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to try to top your aggressiveness. I'm going to lower you down, bring you back to reality. And what you're doing is not okay. And if I don't do that to my employees, you're not going to do that to my employees. Mm-hmm. So take this time, go home, chill out, and we'll regroup tomorrow when you're in a better headspace. Mm-hmm. And me and Frank, we don't fight in public. Like, my mom, ever since I was a little girl, she always said, don't embarrass yourself in public.
Period.
Absolutely. And I hold that with me forever. Like, I would not give anybody a reason to laugh at me, get anybody a reason to make fun of me, or be embarrassed of something I did, especially my business.
Yeah.
When me and him that's aren't personal. Seeing eye to eye, he'll be on this side of the bar, I'll be on this side of the bar, and for business, we'll come together, and if not, yeah. then it's nothing needs to be said in front of employees.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
You don't have to disclose this, or if you do, you could.
But let's hear it.
How does that work with, like, your partnership with a, like, a significant other? You know what I mean? Like, how does that work?
Like, how does she balance it?
No, yeah. Like, how, like,
it's challenging.
Because it's like, there's a, how can I say it? Because you know how, like, when you're with somebody and mm-hmm. they have a business already, and then you get with that person, and so kind of like you're already, that person already had a business,
right?
Or was it like you guys build a business together? Like,
the backstory.
Yeah. So me and Frank met. He was a promoter at this place called Rhyme or Reason. It's long gone now, mm-hmm. and that's where I first started like my whole bottle service career, and that's where I met him. And it wasn't really serious in the beginning, and one thing led to another, got serious. Like 3-4 months, we were living together. So it moved really
they
fast.
They say when you know, you know.
It moved really, really fast. Uh-huh. And then he's a promoter. He's a very well-known promoter in Chicago. Like, yeah. He's been doing this. He has like 20 years under his belt already. Very smart, very wise. And he got a connection to this club, Evil Olive. Mm-hmm. And the owners of Evil Olive opened up, at the time it was called Little Olive. Mm-hmm. And they just went to Frank and they're like, I can't do it. And again, it's not that they couldn't do it, but they're more in the construction field. Like, these people are multimillionaires.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it's like, I don't want to do this and I don't have time for it.
Yeah. It's like, we built it
here.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough where he was like, I was presented this opportunity. I want to do it with you.
That's beautiful.
So, no, and you know, I appreciate him forever for that. And it was really hard in the beginning because I had to earn my position. Like, I wasn't a promoter that demanded respect for 15 years like he was. I was this fresh, new bottle service girl that, from what people may seem and what it may look like, is got lucky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like that. Like, when I met Frank, he had just moved back from Miami. He wasn't in the best situation. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't attracted to like his money or like what mm-hmm. he was capable of doing, because I didn't know he was this like promoter, like this all star promoter guy, and you know, he made thousands of dollars doing these parties. He was just like Frank to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I went to support him. I was buying my own drinks, buying my own bottles, and you know, one thing led to another. We ended up getting really close, and that's how it all started. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't have the business first, but he has the mentality, mm-hmm. and I had to work my way up from the ground. Mm-hmm. And again, my I think starting the business, my biggest something that really is like stuck with me was, in the beginning, I wasn't known as like the owner. Mm-hmm. I was known as the owner's girlfriend. And not even like wife or anything, just girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And at that point, when I was hearing that, I was like, oh, bitch, you have to work. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to prove to everybody else that you're just as capable of him and you can do just as much as him. And it was not easy. Like, and to this day, I'm still learning a lot. Like, and again, he didn't know how to run a business either. But again, he's very smart and he knows the industry. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn from the ground up. I had to learn licensing and lawyers and insurance and customers and employees and discounts and specials and who to take care of, who to not take care of. Because mm-hmm. there's this quote that says strangers are going to support you more than your friends do.
Oof. Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Strangers will support you way definitely. More than your friends yeah. do. And it's hard to navigate through an industry where you don't really know who you can confide in and who your friends are.
Mm-hmm. Confide in nobody.
Literally confide in nobody.
Yeah.
And again, being a young girl and wanting to be this socialite so bad and wanting to establish a brand and a name for myself, I was just like, you guys want to hang out? Let's hang out. Like, you guys want to hang out? Let's hang out. And then yeah. I got close to people and girls that didn't deserve to exactly time. And not to say like I'm this big shot, but to myself, like I have to preserve my energy and I have to preserve who I give myself to.
Yes.
And I think that's just for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I think that was the biggest struggle, and that's how, you know, District came about, and we opened Poor off of
that. You opened 2022 or 2023?
Poor? We opened 2023. So we're like a 13 months old.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yay Poor. And Poor's been a struggle as well. We've partnered up with one of our really good friends, and again, great person, beautiful heart, beautiful mind. It just wasn't, it was just too many chiefs in a team.
That's why I was asking that question, because I know that when I first started like what I'm doing now, I remember my brother had a business partner, and then I was just running. At that time, he had a barbershop, and I was running, managing the barbershop for him, you know, until then later, then I started, you know, gracias a Dios, like it kind of blew up for mm-hmm. me. You know what I'm saying? Like I
was, you made a name of yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I made a name for myself. And then that's when COVID happened and my brother had to close down. And then I stood there at my old location. So then, but even though we were brothers, like you said, I had to build myself up, but I feel like I've always had to make it clear now, because again, going back to like, sometimes I go based off assumption. Oh no, it's both of ours, right? You know what I'm saying? It's both of ours, right? Mm-hmm. But to some people, when it like they say, when it comes to money, people get funny. You know what I mean? And so then I had to make things clear. Like, I'm not the person who's always counting things. I'm not the person who's, and I should be, you mm-hmm. know, because then you get like my own sibling telling me, you know, like, oh no, this is what it is. This is right. what it really is. And I'm like, oh, this is what it really is. Mm. So now I know how to, you know what I mean? And I feel like I'm learning how to be more like that. And that's why, like, I have that question because a lot of times people that are starting businesses, especially partnerships with other people, they forget they have to make things clear in the beginning, because if not, it gets funny.
Partners get funny. Like my husband and I, maybe October, November, we partnered up with a bar in Belmont Cragen.
Okay.
We hit it off, hit the floor running. Like, it was super successful. But our partner, you know, started getting greedy and started discussing us and behind our backs and starting rumors, and they're stealing and they're stingy. And but you have access to everything. We're super transparent. We allowed you, and not even allowed, we gave you access to payroll, to the back office of the POS, to finances. You have everything. So, you know, for you to say we're stealing, it was just an eye opener. And again, just like kind of to snowball off your whole jacket situation, mm-hmm. it was for sure a lesson, but it wasn't a loss.
Mm-hmm. I love that. How was that?
It's a lesson, but not a loss.
It's for sure a lesson,
but not a fucking loss.
Yeah, and I feel like in a professional standpoint, failure is necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't look at failure it hurts, but you can't look at it like it's defeating you.
Right.
Like I tell my husband all the time when we had the conversation about parting ways with this particular venue, and I say, how many McDonald's closes a year? McDonald's is a multi-billion-dollar franchise, mm-hmm. and they're not scared to close their doors when it's not working. Mm-hmm. And I feel like to implement that into our everyday lives is really essential, because you look at failure different. And not failure, you look at lessons different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And again, like with my clothing line, I loved it. Clothing is my dream. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the right time to do it. Mm-hmm. And I pumped, you know, all this money, and I didn't have a clear headspace, and I was just so overwhelmed and so like infatuated with the industry. I kind of lost sight on how to do it right. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it just kind of like, you know, faded. Yeah. And I had to stop. Yeah. And it hurts me to this day that it's my dream, and I stopped it. But again, it taught me a lot.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot as far as when to cut your losses, mm-hmm. and how to recoup from having that feeling of like defeat.
Yeah.
Because for a while I was. I did feel defeated and I did feel like I let a lot of people down and a lot of, you know, young girls look up to me and I get messages on Instagram daily like, mm-hmm. Joy, you're so inspirational. Like, I'm so happy I follow you. I'm so happy I got to know you. And then I do this and I'm like, well, fuck. Like now how am I going to be perceived?
You know what's crazy? That reminds me of when I had to leave my old studio and then I came to like a little studio, smaller studio. I remember I'm like, no, like, how could I do that? You know, but I realized, and I've said this before, that the brand is in the place,
you know,
it's you. And yeah, literally. And it is in the project. It's you. And I feel like you're not, thank God you're not dead. You're alive.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you still have that in you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it just reminded me of that moment when I had to make that decision. And
no, for sure.
I came over here to Pilsen and it was like it was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I think those are like the small sacrifices you make, but you see the bigger picture. You know what I mean? And as long as you don't stop growing, we don't stop growing, we can always like come back to something,
right.
or it'll be something better. Like I remember my friend said that. He told me one time, he said it won't be the same, it'll be better.
Exactly.
You know,
and you learn from every
every
adventure you take and every leap, you learn a little more and more.
Yeah.
So what didn't work for you at, you know, this bigger studio, you moved into a smaller, more intimate, cozier.
Yeah.
And it's, you have to make the situation as best for yourself as possible.
Because they're still getting the same service. They're still, like, you still are a master of your craft.
Yeah,
that doesn't absolutely. Change.
I think it's because, again, we look at small, or we look at the place. Mm-hmm. We continue. Like, right. I don't look at the place like that now, you know? And I feel like over and over again, like, you'll get tested or challenged to think the way other people think. And mm-hmm. if you conform to that pattern, then you're gonna be fucked up, you know,
oh,
what I'm
sure.
saying, you're not gonna be confident, you know, right. like we were talking about, because it's like I left my neighborhood, which is another reason why I love being there, because it's the neighborhood I grew up mm-hmm. in, but we came onto 18th Street in Pilsen, and I think it's I love doing business with my family, with my brother, even though he's such a pain in my butt, like it's the biggest pain in my butt, but now it's different. Now we're right. part of a collective. Now we give people an experience of like mm-hmm. shopping there and, mm-hmm. you know, they're getting a haircut. They're getting their eyebrows done. They're mm-hmm. getting their hair braided. Now we're targeting. Now it's more central where like people from the south side and the north side can come. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's more, I think it's just like seeing things different. And when you have a brand, or when you have an idea, or you have, an idea, like it becomes reality, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean? As you feed into it. Yeah.
So how do you and your fiance, your husband, how do you guys like try to stay innovative and like think of new ideas, whether it's like promotions or like new menus? I saw you posted like, we're going to try new wing sauces mm-hmm. and flavors. Like, how do you guys keep that going?
It's one of those things where you just have to shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything that hits your head, put it out, write it down, put it out. And it's the matter of how your audience perceives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I, like, again, the wing sauce, and that was just me like looking at this post and I was like, it's time to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up there and I got a lot of feedback on it so far, but it's one of those things where it's like, if you don't take the chance, then you're never going to grow.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So we try, and again, TikTok helps us a lot too. That's one of the biggest platforms that we use to kind of navigate on the trends.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. of course we work at District. We did one of those.
Oh yeah.
And we that posted so well, and mm-hmm. it translated into customers coming. Mm-hmm. It translated into who's Joy and why does she have so many cousins?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of those things. And we try to, and we're I think the big thing is we're not scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being scared holds you back from a lot of success. Mm-hmm. Like trying things new, and if it doesn't work, again, scratch it off your list. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Now let's try something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a question. So as a business owner, what who's in your circle? Like, who are people that are in your circle that you might learn from, or you just
have like, you trust their opinion?
Yeah, you have like around you. Yeah.
There's honestly, there's very few people. Like, I went just a year ago having a group of friends that consist of 7 to 8 girls to now I communicate maybe 1 or 2 girls weekly. And it's hard to take advice from people that are not in your mm-hmm. your industry situation. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember like earlier on, it was just my party friends. Oh, you know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I went from that to now like all my friends are like business owners, you know, and mm-hmm. they're like, or they're doing something with their lives, you know? So that's why my question.
Mm-hmm. And again, I don't really, and not to say I don't, because I have multiple entrepreneur women friends.
Yeah.
Are they in the hospitality industry as far as like food and alcohol service? No. But business is business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And you can run a brow sale the same way I can run a wing sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all based off of like logistics. Like, why would this work for me? And yes, how yes. can I incorporate what you're doing into what I'm doing? And how can I change it into making a lane for that specific sale or that specific adventure in my industry?
Yeah.
So we just try to, Frank, for sure, I literally, me and him bounce ideas off each other all day long. Babe, how do you feel about this? Babe, what do you think about this? Babe, what do you think about this?
That's and, good. You have a good partner, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah. Cool. He's, I'm blessed. He's amazing.
That's beautiful.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so Tati had, I don't know if you know, but Tati's...
spill the tea.
The girl, the woman that inspires her is someone that's on the hot seat right now. But it's J-Lo. Who's somebody that inspires you yeah. or that you look up to or that... Not look up to, because I hate that term. But yeah. maybe that you look at them and then you're like...
Like there's some qualities oh, I like that you're like, I like that.
Who would I say?
It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It could be. It doesn't have to be.
You know who I... And it sounds so cliche, but Kylie Jenner, that's my girl. Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed about Kylie, and she's also a Leo too. One thing I noticed about her is that she's not scared to mm-hmm. do things. Like she went from being a social media mogul to makeup mogul. And now mm-hmm. she just dropped like a seltzer. Mm-hmm. And I hear a lot of negative feedback. Like, mm-hmm. why is she dropping seltzers? Girl, because she can and she wanted to.
Thank you. Hello.
Because yes, if I want to drop a seltzer, guess what? I'm going to do it. And if I have the capital and the resources, I'm going to drop a yep. fucking seltzer. And I'm going to drop a coloring book. And I'm going to drop yes. a camera. And I'm going to drop anything I can. Yeah. Like literally anything I can get my hands on that's going to benefit me. I want to do it.
I agree with that. Because I get a lot of hate because like I love Jennifer
pretty.
Lopez. No, not about me. Because I love Jennifer Lopez. And yeah, like same thing. I'll say the same thing about Kim Kardashian when everybody's like, she got famous from a sex tape. Okay, but look at what she did
look
from
what she
that.
Did with it, right.
Like I will always stand by that. Same thing with J-Lo. Like, oh, she can't sing, she can't act, but she's still doing it.
But she's still
And you
doing
still
it.
Hear broke talking about her.
Exactly. She has the confidence to get on that
she's
stage.
She's a Leo too, by the way.
You see? She has the confidence to get on that stage and
yes.
and do it. And that, she doesn't care about what people think about her. She doesn't care about anything. She gets a ham and cheese on a roll.
Okay.
But so what? I used to get ham and cheese from Subway all the time.
I love that.
That's you know, what she gets.
It takes a lot. You said, you guys both said it. They don't care. Like, they don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that, to me, is, like, something that I still haven't learned. Or I'm still learning, like, how to not care. But not because, like, I want to have any, even though people like they probably wish me bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care to wish them bad back.
Yeah, of course.
But I think it takes so much to like stay protected and stay like, mm-hmm. like be like that's just slide off of you. You know right. what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I see a lot of these people that are building something that's like a key, factor that they all have that they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. And it's again what we were seeing, it's like they stay like almost tunnel vision to mm-hmm. to like what they want to do, you know what I
mean? And you have to, because everything else is just outside noise. You're at this position now, I'm sure we all have haters. We all have people mm-hmm. that are watching us, people that are wishing bad upon us. Mm-hmm. And we're nowhere near as rich as millionaires. Mm-hmm. So imagine the extent that they go through.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I feel like at that point, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. How, with that being said, what is something that you might do? And you can answer this too. What are some things that you guys might do to kind of like promote that within yourself? You know what I mean?
I think it's literally your affirmation. Mm-hmm. It's literally your affirmation, knowing that these people want to see my downfall. People are going to throw my name in the dirt and do whatever they can. But I'm confident in who I am, and I'm confident in my knowledge and my decisions and my character and my morals, that you could do all the dirt you want. You could mm-hmm. say everything you want. But like, I have faith in me. I'm not ever losing faith in me. I know who I am. Nobody, what did Paulina say, like, not too long ago, but it's like, you'll never catch me slipping, because who I am in front of this camera is who I am in real life. For nobody sure. could ever be like, oh, shit. No, because I feel like as long as you keep it 100 with yourself, like, nobody could tell you anything. Yeah. Nobody could tell you about yourself except yourself.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That.
And really, in your position, the girls or the demographic that are, you know, seeking bad upon you and talking down on you are like, the Sharpie eyebrow girls. Mm. Like, no one that's talking bad about you is doing better than you.
Sorry, Doja is doing better. Never mind, yeah, Doja.
Nobody that's talking bad about you that wishes negative upon you is doing better than you yeah. or in your same position.
Yeah. Mm.
And like I say, the Sharpie girls, because
yeah.
you want to be the bra bro, yeah, but yeah. you can't be, girl.
You a Sharpie girl.
You're the Sharpie girl.
I yeah. love that.
Yeah.
I kind of want to switch gears just a little bit, because... Obviously, I met Freddie many years ago when I was mm-hmm. in high school. And then through Freddie, that's how I met you. And I met you with your partner through District. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I can absolutely say is I understand why women tell you you're an inspiration. That's why I wanted you on this podcast. And we even talked before what yeah. I wanted to bring you in for like a career panel mm-hmm. I had. Because I do think you are very inspirational. And I think you lead with not only confidence, but you have this like family aspect where
oh, for sure.
if people come into your business, you make them feel welcome, oh, like absolutely. Welcome home. Like you and your partner are mm-hmm. the same way. And so seeing you guys like always being around other people and navigating the different populations of people, how does it work with like social media and, you know, trying to show who you are outside of just, you know, a business owner and like showing yourself like as a woman and yeah. a beautiful woman? And how does that work with your partner? Is he like, go take those sexy pictures, girl?
He is like, I scheduled you a shoot. This is your outfit. Do me proud.
Oh, really?
He's very, he takes pride in me, if I can.
Yeah, I
guess that's the word. Like, he's very confident in himself as a man, and he's very confident in me. And the big thing about it is he trusts me, and I trust him. And he doesn't give me limitations.
What is he? Not that important, but is
like
he,
his back, like
is
ethnicity?
He Puerto Rican?
He's Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Austrian, and he's a Sagittarius.
You know what? I noticed, and I could be wrong, so nobody yeah. come at me for this, but I think it's because of that. Because a lot of Mexicans that I know, typically, they're very machista, and they would not, you oh, know, a lot of them won't. I can't speak for all Mexicans, but a lot of them that I know.
Mm-hmm. No, I never agree with you.
They will never, you know, but.
No. Yeah, and that's why I asked, because like, I know a lot of men too, that'll be like, you know, we have a business together. You know, you have to look a certain way. You can't post sexy pictures. That's for me. I don't need other people seeing that. So that's why that's something I want to touch on with you, because I don't get that vibe at all.
Mm-hmm. He's very confident in himself, like I said. And when it comes to me, I'm very open with him. Like, especially when one of his friends, like, or not, again, it wouldn't be a friend, but one of his associates throw like a slick comment at me. Like, you're sexy, or if you weren't with him. And I'm like, babe, can you believe what this motherfucker just told me?
Yeah.
And I think that's where the kind of like the cons come to play. Cause it's like, he always tells me, and every time I tell him that, he goes, well, babe, you're a beautiful woman. You're mm-hmm. a beautiful woman. People are going to look at you. As long as they don't disrespect you,
mm-hmm.
my hands are in the air. Like, people are going to look at you.
Yeah.
And it was something that I had to adapt to as well, because I was never, before I got with him, I was you know, like very introverted. Like really? I was really to myself. I wouldn't go out. And when I got with him, he really brought like a side out of me that I didn't know I could do. And this one thing he always said is like, you're your own person. I trust you. You're a beautiful woman. As long as nobody disrespects you, I'm okay with it. And as long as you don't show below your waist. The nipples are fine, but nothing down there. I was like, I'll take it. Fair. That's fair.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I was going to say? When you walked in today, I'm like, oh my God, you come across different in mm-hmm. real life, you know? And I think that might give them a little bit more confidence. Yeah. And I mean, which it shouldn't, because you are who you are regardless, you know? But you came across different, you know? And so,
tell us. You're talking about her social media.
Social media, she looks like crazy. Like she was going to come in here, right? Sexual, like, which not, there's nothing so wrong.
Walking with lingerie and heels.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But as I'm catching her vibe right here, mm-hmm. she gives a very like classy, very, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Reserved
type of
person. And not to say again that there's anything wrong with being sexy, with being out there.
You could be classy, whatever, you could still be sexy.
I have my moments.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, even if they were like the way they are, however they are, whatever floats their boat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Is that how you say it?
Floats your boat.
There you go. And so I think that's what gives them a little bit more confidence.
Yeah.
I think just knowing that
that's true.
It's just a job. You know what I
Correct.
Mean? And dude, even my mom is a little bit more judgy. Like I did this, it was like a funny shoot, but I did this shoot, not this shoot. It was like a funny like prank video on my social media. My mom's like, I can't believe you would dress like that.
What did you dress?
I put like a tube, what is it called?
Like a little bandeau?
Yeah, that. Like, okay. And my mom's like, how would you like it if I was to go on social media and dress like this? I'm like, well, you would do it. I wouldn't judge you.
Right.
But even my mom judges me more, you know? Aww. So I think just that is pretty cool that he understands that it's mm-hmm. a job, you know, we're promoting, you know, businesses. And so, you know, there's nothing else to it, you know?
And shout out to my mom. Like I'll do like a sexy lingerie photo shoot. And my mom would be like, babe, can you send me those pictures? Like, I want to show my coworkers. I'm like, yes, girl.
I love that.
Show
that
me is off. Cute.
Yeah. My mom too. Like when I would perform or stuff, like my mom would be like, I feel like your costume could be sexier. Like you're covering your ass. Like, can they cut it? I remember this was like 2019 going into 2020. I only performed this piece once, but like it was like a military costume mm-hmm. with a leotard, and like I have big hips, mm-hmm. right? So uh-huh. like it was like covering a lot of my butt. And my mom was like, no, we need to cut it. Like, it's covering too much of your butt. So, like, he cut it because my mom's like, no, seriously, Tati, you need to cut it.
Cut
it's
it.
Covering
Great.
Too much.
Cut it
right now. I tell you, my ass look amazing. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, I think that also plays a role into how you are as a woman, too.
For
like,
sure.
Seeing your mother allow you to be secure
and being okay with it.
Like, yeah, I'm sure your mom's not like, yo, mom, let me take a picture of you with your legs wide open. Like,
no. Yeah.
I think it's like, you are a confident, beautiful young woman, and I'm proud to be your mother. So, like,
let me see it.
You
let
got
me show
it.
My friends.
Yeah, if you got it, flaunt it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful to have people that nurture that see mm-hmm. you like a pretty flower and it's just blooming. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I was telling somebody the other day, man, so fun fact, when I was in fourth, fifth grade, I remember like emceeing, did I tell you this already?
I don't know.
Emceeing like our talent shows at school.
Okay.
And I feel like around that time, there wasn't enough people like
encouraging
me and like making me feel like
special about
something that I've always known inside that this is part of who I am, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so beautiful to see that in you. And that's not to say that my family is not a good family.
Because I do come
from a good family. But there's certain things that I feel like when you're just different, you're just different. Yeah. Like, you know, like you can't fucking hype me. Like, it's just who I am. And
I'm a butterfly.
And sometimes you feel like people are hiding. There's like, whether it's in business or whether it's in your friendships or whether it's, and so then you start being something bad because people aren't letting you be or not like watering that who you're supposed to be, you know.
And honestly, that's why I appreciate Cardi B so much, because from very beginning, that woman has not changed.
Yeah.
From being in the strip club to being a multimillionaire, she acts the same, she does the same thing, she talks the same way. Mm-hmm. Everything about her nothing about her changed.
Just, right.
You know, the quality of her wigs and the way she dresses.
Yeah, and just like, she got her body done, but she got the money, so she can if that's what she pleases.
But she is, like,
right, she's also yes, I got my nose done. Yes, I got my titties. Yep. Yes, I got my ass done. Yes, I got a BBL. Yes, I did this. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she's so scared.
Yeah, and she's very transparent with, like,
everything.
She was talking about how, like, Ice Spice wanted her to get on, like, a remix of that. And she was like, with my accent, like, it's hard. I can't flow to that beat. Right. And she was like, and it's not that I didn't do it because I didn't want to and it wasn't fire. She goes, I didn't want to put out anything that'll make her look bad.
Right.
And, like, for a woman to admit that and be like, I don't think I was capable of, like, executing it correctly, I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's
cool. No, I love Cardi B too. I love Cardi.
That's my girl.
I love her. She's so funny.
I like it. Like you said, she has stuck to who she is at her core.
Like her authentic self.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about, like, your business, but, like, business aside, husband aside, like, who is Joy? Like, who would you say she is to her core?
She's a very, honestly, she's a very just, like, solo person. Like, I'd rather be in, like, joggers, no makeup, hair tied at home, eating vinegar and salt chips and just, like, chilling by myself, watching a movie with my man. I'm not, again, going out occasionally is fun. Like, I do, you know, like to rage every here and there, but I'm a very solo person. Like, I like to be alone. I don't like the big crowd, and I don't like to kind of conform into what the audience perceives me as. Because, again, every time I meet somebody, they're like, I didn't expect you to be this. Mm-hmm. Like, I expect you to be loud, like, sexual and, like, you know, body out and this, like, social light that's just like the rest of them. And I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm very confident in myself, yes. But do I express my physical on a daily? No, I don't.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's not who I am. It's not who I've ever been, honestly.
Right.
Like, I've always been, like, low-key and kind of to myself. Yes, the industry did bring me out to a brighter horizon of, as, you know, somebody else I can be, but I don't prefer that. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I can be in a club shaking ass, and 2 minutes later, I'm like, I'm ready to go home.
Like, and okay,
I'm
gonna Uber at home already.
Same,
yeah,
like,
that's been me lately for sure. I'm ready to go to sleep.
I just don't, like, I do this every single day. I don't have it in me. Like, I don't have it in me to network. I don't have it in me to go out. I don't have it in me to be in somebody's face all day long. It's just exhausting.
Because that's a big role of what you do. Like, literally just networking, showing face, going to other venues, other businesses to just, like, show up as well.
Like, today I had, prior to coming here, as soon as I walked in the door, I had an interview waiting. I had a meeting with the liquor distributor. I had a meeting with a third-party reservation service. I had a meeting with the food service. And I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. And on top of that, before going to pour, I had to go to Restaurant Depot. And it's like one thing after another, after another, after another. And it's like I don't have the energy in me to do anything else other than work and be home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. And again, when occasional vacation and, like, rock out.
Of course.
You know, take my bathing suit top off and just, like, have a blast. Like, that's a part of me too, but it's not who comes first. It's not what I'd rather be.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, be successful, be at home. I'm very family oriented. Like, I want a family so bad. So, like, I will give all this up to be at home with the baby.
Mm-hmm. So is that something, so, like, Paulina just had her baby, and one thing,
give me Paulina, the baby.
One thing Paulina said was, like, I can't wait to be a mom, but I don't want to lose myself and only being a mom being, like, part of my identity. Mm-hmm. Like, I still want to go back to work and I still want to do all the things I've done just as a mom. So if you were to have a baby, like, what do you see changing?
In my industry, I see a lot changing. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not like in her, you know, situation, like, she doesn't want to change.
Right.
I do.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with either one. Yeah.
I love that you said that.
No, that's great.
I don't want to be this in the life forever. Yeah. Like, I do want to stay at home. I do want to raise a baby. And I do, I have an amazing support system where, you know, if I do want to take an occasional vacation, if I don't take my baby, I'll leave her with my mom or leave the baby with my mom. And, you know, that's comfortable to me. And I just, there, it comes to a point where I've been doing this. District's been open going on 6 years. It gets tiring after a while. It gets like, it's done. Like, I did it already.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I want to open up a next chapter in my life. Like, I've worked, I've traveled, I've shopped, I've got money, I lost money, I've opened businesses, I closed businesses. Like, I feel like the only thing I haven't done really is start, like, become a mom and start that. And again, maybe when I have the baby, I'm going to be like, fuck, man, somebody watch this baby, I want to go outside. But right now, I feel like that's a part of my life that I haven't been able to explore yet, and I want to.
That's beautiful. And if that's what you want, we want it for you. Yes. All the blessings. Speaking of family and business, so Producer Marco, you've been real quiet.
I'm kind of curious
because you're also an entrepreneur. You're also a businessman. You're also on the go 24/7. Yeah. Before this, he was telling me he wants to have a driver so we could get more work done.
More convenient.
So, like, kind of hearing, like, things Joy's been talking about and Nestor's been talking about, like, how do you feel about, like, all the topics we've been talking about?
Well, I empathize a lot with you, Joy. I ran a restaurant for 8 years. I know very well the struggle of Restaurant Depot, of all the food distributors, of the liquor distributors. I know what it is to run a kitchen, and it's not easy. It's fucking tough. I applaud you for being a woman in that industry because it's a very machismo industry.
Very.
It took me a lot to get respect for, like you said, men who were 50s, who were in their 50s and 40s, and I was in my early 20s doing it. So I can only imagine being a woman in that situation because a lot of the time I've seen it's been difficult, even for my own family members at times. But I think it's good to hear because it's a refreshing side. Like, I empathize with what she's saying. It's a struggle trying to do everything. I'm also a homebody. I don't really want to do shit. Like, I get home, I'm like, all right, I'm not doing anything. And I do have kids. I have my daughter just turned one. My son's going to be here this month.
In like 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, two babies within a month. And
all I do is literally work, go home, work and go home. Like, there's no more time for anything else. So I agree with you. And I can't wait to have another kid. I can't wait for you to have your family.
And again, how do you balance?
There's no balance.
I hate the
sorry to go into the rant. I hate the thing of work-life balance.
Yeah.
Because to me, there is no work-life balance.
For sure, especially
when you're the person who's making the decisions and the person on call. So when, like, shit goes left, they call you, right? So when shit goes left, they call you. Doesn't matter if your baby's asleep. Doesn't matter if you're nursing. Doesn't matter whatever it is. So you kind of have to have that conversation with your partner on, like, hey, I'm going to be here as much as I can, but there are going to be situations where I can't be here and we're going to need a support system around us.
Right.
Thankfully, me and my wife have been together for... I don't want to mess this up. I think 11 years. I think 11 years. And so call her up right now. So she kind of, for me, what was really important to me, and I'm not sure about your relationship, was like, hey, I'm already busy. Like, this is my life. If you are going to get in the way of my life and not support my life, there's a door.
Right. No, for sure. And that's,
that was what my, and you can tell her, like, you can call her right now and ask her, like, I've told her, like, you know, there's a door. Like, my life is working on my career, focusing on this so that I can take care of us for the rest of our lives.
And my husband made comments like that as well. And it sounds a little worse than what it is. He told me, it's harsh. He told me, just to let you know, if you really want to have a baby, your life is going to change, not mine. Yeah. And I had to, like, dwell on that. And I had to dwell on that for a couple of days because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? And not to say that he's going to be absent, but he's like, I still have to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
I still have obligations to our businesses that you're not going to be able to do, but somebody still has to do them. And in reality, you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to let you not change your life as much.
And that's beautiful because
as much.
And that's beautiful because, like, that's the same situation as us, right? Like, my wife My wife literally got a master's degree the year before my daughter was born.
Oh, and she shout out to her.
And she stopped her career and said, all right, cool, I'm going to focus on our kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's beautiful that like you guys have already had those conversations. Because I feel like one of the big things is having those awkward convos where people don't really want
to
do
talk
it.
To me like that. Why? And I don't care if it's reality.
It's crazy how it sounds, but in reality, like actually thinking about it, it's not that like far-fetched.
Well, mm-hmm. it's because it's different too, Nestor. Like she's in the trenches with him.
Right.
It's not as if
trenches.
It's not. No, it's true. It's
no, I know. Absolutely.
It's like war. True. It's literally war.
Yeah.
You're, like how she's saying with all her employees, it's fucking war. And when someone's with you and when someone's there with it, they're like, you understand. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, what is it called? The disease where you are in love with your captor.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that where like you both love this thing, this work, this business that you've built. So you understand the realities of it. It'd be different if she wasn't working in it. Then she'd be like, fuck that. What are you talking about?
Right.
But like she understands like, okay, someone has to cut the checks. Someone has to be the vendor. Someone has to do payroll. Someone has to check on the food cost. Someone has to check on the liquor cost. Someone has to count the liquor. Someone has to do the closing drops. Like it's,
and thank God my position in the businesses, I'm more of like on the phone computer.
Yeah.
Like I wake up every Monday morning, do payroll.
Yeah, back office.
I could do it right in my bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Literally pull my laptop right on my bed.
Unless before
before I even brush my teeth or wash my face, I'm like, okay, this bitch worked this many hours. He worked this many hours. This guy gets this much tips and I don't have to essentially get up.
Right.
But then it's like, okay, so he's at Restaurant Depot right now. And then he's in the in-person meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then when he comes home, it's like, okay, so what did you accomplish? What did I accomplish? And I feel like starting a family is still going to have that role where it's like, I'm not quitting on you, but don't dismiss yourself from, you know, the new journey we're starting.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of like what it sounds to me like. But I mean, again, I can't speak from that place, but I'm just saying like I like to be talked to.
Sounds crazy.
Like talk to me. Like I know
talk
what
to
it, like
nice.
Like right. Yes, there you rather have someone be direct, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not
I think there's a difference.
I'm not disregarding that.
Doesn't mean it's not nice if you're
but to me it's like your approach to me is very, very
but again,
important.
Like he said, you have to be in a space with your partner where these awkward conversations don't come off as awkward or don't come
and
off.
And you
as
need
harsh.
To have them like Before. Like, before. You can't have the conversation after the fact. You need to
I'm
have
in the hospital
now.
Pushing out a baby and he's in the hallway talking to a distributor. I'm like, dude, what the
Hello?
Fuck?
Hello.
Yeah. Like, I feel like at this point we've established our next step and what's going to happen versus his career and my career.
Yeah.
And we've come to a mutual ground where he's okay with the decisions I'm making and I'm okay with the decisions he's making.
Yeah.
And
communication.
It's not like I'm just going to get mad at him.
Just word it nice to me when you bring it to me. Whoever's
right,
going to marry
I'm fragile.
Yeah, whoever's going to marry me, just know this shit.
That's hilarious. But Joy, thank you so much for coming in. I learned so much about you, kind of similar like to what Nestor said, right? Like I've never actually had a sit down with you and actually talk. It's always been like, hi, thank you for coming. Can I help you? Do you need this? And just knowing you through Freddie. And I think it's so refreshing just how humble you are, how hungry you are, confident, kind. And I think more women need to be like that.
Oh, for sure.
It's extremely refreshing just sitting next to a woman that can be as blunt, but do it with grace.
Right.
And that's very rare.
Thank you.
I feel like.
And again, mean girls are outdated.
Thank
you. Let's not be a mean girl.
Let's not.
Like, I hate when I go on TikTok and there's this trend like, what don't you like? What fashion trend don't you like? Girl, if you like wearing a bow in your hair, wear that fucking bow with confidence. If you like wearing leggings, wear those leggings with confidence. There's nothing that a person can do that's going to make me be like, ew. Like, except be a mean girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are you?
I'd be like, I'm not going to wear that. I don't like it on me. But do
or
you,
be
sis.
Be condescending. Right.
But I don't like it. But no, I get you. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. So if people want to follow you, your businesses, can you like shout us out? Where can they follow you? Where can they try the wings? Poor decisions? Like put it all out there. There's a lot.
I brought them some wings and I'm hoping for like a quick little shout out. But we have the best wings in the city. District Wicker Park, 1540 North Milwaukee. Try the wing.
Nestor's going to bring him out. Go ahead, Nestor.
Come on, Nestor. Bring the wing out.
And you can be our Vanna White.
We got you.
We need an honest review.
I'm biased because I already
know. Review.
It's for him because I love them.
I will tell you the truth.
Please tell me the truth.
Nestor wants to tell you the truth, but doesn't want the truth himself. Right.
He's like, I'll tell you the truth however I want. But I'm just like,
I didn't say that. You see, you're misunderstanding.
I'm kidding.
Tell me the truth, but tell it to me in a nice way, or else do not tell it to me.
Hi, Nestor.
But yeah, follow her. Go to District. Go to Poor Decisions. Say we sent you from the podcast. Never Too Shy.
What is it? Never Too Shy. I'll give you a discount.
Hey. Period.
Only if Joy's there, though. Okay.
What'd you say?
Only if Joy's there.
Only if Joy's there, right?
That's why I say
they're
all
gonna
the time.
Go up to like the bartender, like, Never Too Shy. Why are you shy? What are you talking about? Also, they have awesome bartenders too. Just quick shout out. I think you guys do such a good job with, like, picking your staff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because it's a big party. It's fun, but like, they're good at what they do. They're very talented.
Who's your favorite?
Besides Freddie?
Yeah.
The Habibi. The beard.
Johnny.
Johnny Nightlife.
He's very Puerto Rican.
Oh my God, he's Puerto Rican.
Sorry, Johnny. Yeah,
I always thought he was a Habibi. Oh, wow. Okay. Braces. Johnny Nightlife. Well, no,
for real.
Hey, he looks a little Habibi to me.
No, yeah, his beard is like.
Yeah. Johnny Nightlife and Freddie. Of course, yeah. Freddie. We love some Freddie.
Oh, what's his name? He used to work there before.
Oh. We'll watch you on Say an Op. It's going to be like, I fired him.
Bartender.
Oh, bartender.
He has very, very talented bartender. He used to work for us. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. I wish him all the best.
Okay, nice. Okay. Anyways.
Honest reviews.
Better things. What am I eating here?
Everyone.
That is one of our original wings, Fall Off the Bone. I think that's barbecue.
Eat into the camera.
I thought you eat hot. Ooh. Why are you stealing my barbecue? Oh, look at it. Look at the show the bone. Look at show the bone.
It did come off the bone.
Show the bone to the camera. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. And if you're listening, sorry, you just got to go on YouTube to see it. Or you just got to show up to District.
Come to District.
Have yourself.
One out of five.
You gave it a one out of five?
No, it was a good. No, I didn't say one out of five.
Say one out of five.
I meant to say, from 1 to 5, I would rate it a...
150. Oh, okay. I know.
150.
I would rate it a 6, okay?
Period. Okay. You heard it here first. 1 out of 5, he gives it a 6.
Okay, hold this.
Okay.
I'm just going to give a real quick...
You're going to give another review?
What are you going to do?
No, the hot one.
Oh, the buffalo.
We'll see what happens.
Eating on my wings.
Okay, ready? We should start...
This is ASMR.
ASMR. I
was about to say.
We should do a food review.
That's my guilty pleasure. ASMR. Really? Yes. Okay. I love it. Frank be like, okay, turn that off. That's annoying.
I should have ate half of it only.
I know. You're eating all my wings.
Okay, let me just take a bite.
This is great content, Nestor.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a 6, but these are a 10.
Okay. Hey!
See? And you can have any of my wings since you're over here talking about your wings.
Because you took my wing.
You could have one, I guess.
So now I have to have one of yours and mine.
And these are only two of the many flavors that we have. We have about 10 to 15 flavors.
Oh, wow.
We try to add on very frequently, but it's really hard to find good sauces that are going to actually sell.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, thank you again, Joy, for coming. You guys already know. You know where to find her. You can follow me at Talk With Tati.
And you can follow me at The Bra Bro.
And or
you could find me at District.
Okay. We're going to be at District.
Wings and wings.
They got like ladies night, they got R&B nights, they have karaoke nights. We're just going to be there for all the things.
All the nights.
All the things. Oh, thank you again for watching. This is Never Too Shy. We hope you have a wonderful night, evening, whenever you're watching this. Don't forget to follow us at Never Too Shy Pod and email us at nevertooshy@sinpena.co.
Hey,
period. Let us know what you think. Love you guys.
Finger licking, guys. Bye.
Bye.